SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Three American troops are dead, 25 more wounded in a drone strike in Jordan early today. They are the first U.S. fatalities in months of attacks on American forces across the Middle East. United Nations chief calls for renewed support for Palestinian aid agencies.
The UN Secretary General has called on 9 countries to resume funding for UNRWA, the main unit providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The U.S., Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN agency after several employees were accused of taking part in the October 7 Hamas attack that ignited the war. In the past week, family members of the hostages and their supporters have blocked aid trucks from entering Gaza at the Kerem Shalom crossing, contributing to the backlog. The amount of aid entering Gaza remains well below the daily average, and UN agencies say distribution has been severely hampered by the fighting and delays at Israeli checkpoints. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican National Committee backing off the idea of declaring Donald Trump as the party's presumptive 2024 nominee. Greg Clugston has that story.
Following Trump's victories in Iowa and New Hampshire, the RNC was considering a resolution to name the former president the presumptive nominee before he formally clinches the necessary delegates. Nikki Haley's campaign complained immediately, saying it wasn't up to the RNC to decide who the GOP nominee would be. Haley's team argued the resolution would deny millions of Republican voters from having a say in the presidential contest. The resolution was withdrawn. Greg Clugston reporting.
And this is SRN News. Well, most Americans do not look to the church for solutions.
A lot of congregations are trying to become more involved in their local communities, but a new poll from the Barna Group finds only about 1 in 5 people think the church has any role to play in addressing the primary problems besetting their towns or cities. The vast majority of Americans look to elected officials for solutions to the most pressing problems. After that, they're most likely to look to themselves and their neighbors. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study revealing that 80 years after the Holocaust, 245,000 Jewish survivors still living in more than 90 nations. About half of them reside in Israel. 18% live in Western Europe. You'll find about 16% of them in the United States, and authorities say 12% in countries of the former Soviet Union. This is SRN News. Hawaii's governor wants some big-time changes.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green used his annual State of the State address to propose aggressive steps to shift more vacation rentals into residential use to meet both Maui and the state's acute housing needs. Green is proposing exempting vacation rental owners from capital gains, conveyance, and general excise taxes if they sell their units to owner-occupants or long-term rental landlords. House Democratic leaders say they have common priorities with the governor, particularly on affordable housing and mental health care. John Scott reporting.
4 people are dead in what police in Los Angeles say is murder-suicide. Authorities responding Saturday night to a home in the Granada Hills area where they found 4 bodies in the house. Police say 3 people had been murdered and a man in his 80s died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. More details at SRNnews.com.